The legislature of the U.S. state of Connecticut has voted to abolish the death penalty. The governor of the state has confirmed he will sign the bill into law, making Connecticut the 17th state in the country to end capital punishment. After almost 10 hours of debate, the House of Representatives Wednesday night passed the death penalty repeal bill. The legislation passed the Senate last week. Governor Daniel Malloy said he will sign the bill, calling the death penalty law in Connecticut unworkable. The law will replace the death penalty with life in prison without any chance of parole, as well as impose tougher living conditions on those imprisoned for capital murder. What it doesn't do is commute the sentences of the 11 men who are currently on death row. Larry Cafaro, the Republican House leader in the state General Assembly, says this makes no sense.
Never before have we had this new notion that was invented by Governor Malloy that says, from this point on, we'll kill no one, but the 11 on death row, they're going to die. It is absolutely illogical. It is unconstitutional and, unfortunately, is all based on politics.
Although those currently on death row still face the possibility of execution, it isn't likely. Only one person in the last half century has been put to death in Connecticut in 2005 when an inmate waived his right to appeal. I'm Chris Oldhearing.